You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
Hello and welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach with Paul Hagan. We're about to talk some Washington Nationals with Bill Ladson. Paul, it's been a pretty good little run here for the Nationals, a team that seems to be, if not running away with, at least taking control of the NL East.
Yeah, I think going into the season, Matthew, we all thought that the Nationals were probably the team to beat. They didn't really put it all together the way we thought they did early, but it looks like it's all starting to come together for them a little bit now.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about this club. Bill, just kind of generally, how good is the feeling in this clubhouse right now as they are firmly in command of the division for the first time in a long time?
The feeling is great. I think they realize now that they're going to win this division. I mean, obviously, they hate the fact that Ryan Zimmerman's not going to be there at least till the regular season because of the hamstring strain. But they have Anthony Rendon. They now have Asdrubal Cabrera now. So that eases the pain. That eases the pain a little bit.
You mentioned Cabrera. It was an interesting move because, on the one hand, he's certainly an offensive upgrade. On the other hand, it's unclear what he will be defensively. What do you think he brings to this club?
Well, definitely he brings an improvement offensively because Danny Espinosa was just not doing the job offensively. I think defensively so far he's been great because he's made two great defensive plays for the Nationals already. His attitude is, if you can play shortstop, you can play anywhere in the infield. That's his attitude. And I think so far it's going to be an upgrade for the rest of the season.
And he did make a very good play against Jimmy Rollins in Sunday's game against the Phillies.
Yes, he did. And he also made another one on Friday as well. But, so far he's looked really good at second base. He's played 162 games there before he became a Washington National. So obviously he's familiar with the position.
So one thing I find really interesting about that trade is that Mike Rizzo is not the kind of guy who makes short-term moves as a rule of thumb. This year he went out and got somebody who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, who's probably a rental player, and gave up something significant to get him. What does that say about how important it is for the Nationals to win this year?
It's important, and the reason he made that trade was because of the injury to Ryan Zimmerman, because Zimmerman's not going to be there, at least for the regular season anyway. So that's why he made the move, and he needed an upgraded second base, basically because Danny Espinosa wasn't doing the job offensively. And yes, they want to win now because this team suddenly looks kind of old. You have Admiral Roach at first, and you don't know if Ian Desmond's going to be around next year because he'll be a free agent after 2015. So I think, yes, they're looking to win now because, believe it or not, time is running out.
You know, Bill, we talked a little bit about this on the intro. Do you think there's any element of having learned something from 2 years ago, not specifically with the Strasburg decision? I understand that decision was always what it was going to be, but it seemed like there was an idea around this club at that time of, we're going to be there again. Don't worry about it. If it doesn't happen this year, we'll be there again. And then last year happened. Do you think there's any more urgency to take advantage of an opportunity because of what happened the last 2 years with thinking they were starting on this run and then last year going so rough?
Oh, there's no question about it, Matthew. I mean, I think last year really surprised them. I think they thought they were going to win the World Series last year, but it didn't happen because of inconsistent hitting. And now there is an emergency because now they're looking to acquire a left-handed pitcher in the bullpen. They have interest in Cots from the Rangers. They did have interest in Andrew Miller. And I'm telling you, it's not over as far as making a deal. Even though the trade deadline has ended, they're still looking to make a deal to get a lefty.
Is that the only thing they're still really looking to adjust, or are there maybe other things they would want to accomplish in August as well?
That's the only thing they're looking to adjust because all of a sudden the bullpen is looking a little weak right now. Blevins has not pitched well at all. You can't really trust Detweiler because he has no experience in this role as a late inning type reliever. So they're looking to get another lefty. They are.
Bill, you bring up a good point. Five different Nationals relievers with at least 40 appearances this year, and the bullpen has slumped a little bit. How important is it for them to get some help for the bullpen right now that may be a little overused?
I think it's very important because, I mentioned earlier, Jerry Blevins has not pitched well at all. Soriano has been overworked, and he has not really pitched that well, even though he had one shutout inning yesterday. He did not look good. The Phillies hit line drives off him yesterday. And I think they got to get at least one more lefty to get to at least get over the hump, I think.
Steven Strasburg is having a very interesting, intriguing year to me. Great at home, not so great on the road. Is there any explanation at all for why that is?
You know, Matt Williams was asked that yesterday. He said there is no explanation. It's just that's the way it is. And I don't know why Strasburg is that way on the is bad on the road. I really don't have an answer for that. I just know that the Nationals need him to be a little more consistent down the stretch. He still calls him his ace, believe it or not, when he really isn't. I mean, to me, Jordan Zimmermann and Doug Fister are the aces of this team. And but Matt Williams is still relying on Strasburg as being that game one pitcher if they were in the playoffs.
Especially if it's at the Nationals Park, I'm supposing.
Yes, yes. And but still going to be Strasburg.
Well, they've got a big series coming up this weekend, an opportunity to really change a look at this division with the Braves. That has been a problematic thing for them in recent years. How big a deal is it for them, not only in the standings, but to kind of put that away and just beat the Braves, not only because of the standings, but because it's been such a difficult thing the last couple of years?
Matthew, in my opinion, it's a big deal. They have to me, forget getting winning two out of three games. They have to sweep. And if they can sweep the Braves, I think the division's over. But they have to show the Braves that they can beat them. The Braves have given them a lot of problems, not only at Nationals Park, but at Turner Field as well. So they're going to have to show, you know, they have to beat them pitching-wise. Offensively, they can't seem to stop the Gattises of the world if he's still there. If he's healthy, I should say. If they can stop those guys, then it's over.
Well, I'd like to go back to Strasburg for just a second. Another fascinating thing about Strasburg is that he doesn't really pitch deep into games. He doesn't throw a lot of innings, relatively speaking. He doesn't throw a lot of pitches. Is this still left over from them being careful with him, or is this just the pitcher he is now?
Well, you know, for most of the season, Matt Williams has not been, like, babying him because he's been throwing, if you look at the pitch count, it's been like 115 pitches, 110. If Davey Johnson was still here, I would say definitely still babying Strasburg. But Matt Williams is not babying him. He just wants to win, and he wants to have his late inning guys like Clifford and Soriano in there. So that's the reason behind it.
But what do they do? I mean, what do they do? They know what they do. But how much better is their bench right now with Espinoza on the bench and with that situation kind of cleared up? I mean, the Cabrera move was made primarily to upgrade second base, but to have Espinoza, who is flawed but also has some real strengths, as part of their bench, did they view that as a move to improve the bench as well as to improve second base?
No, they have not improved the bench
right.
At all. The bench is worse. I mean, it's hitting 153 going into this game. But but it might have improved because, you know, Steven Souza's coming up today. So hopefully things will improve there. McLaughlin is going on the DL because of shoulder issues. And, you know, maybe it'll improve then, but we'll see what happens.
Is that something else they would be looking to do this month, or is that just something that they're going to kind of ride with what they've got?
I don't see them spending any money for a bench. And the reason I say that, because, you know, Mark Lerner said they're topped out in terms of spending money. So I don't see them spending money on a bench. If they're going to do anything, they're probably going to get someone from the minor league system to improve that bench. And they pretty much did that by getting Souza from the minor leagues.
Well, tell us more about Souza, batting .354 with 72 RBI at Syracuse.
Unbelievable season. There are people in the organization who feel he should have been in the big leagues long ago. Some have even gone out of their way to say he should play over Harper. That's the type of season he's having. He's hitting home runs, driving in runs, and, you know, his on-base percentage is unbelievable. So we'll see what happens. It would not surprise me if Souza was able to get occasional starts over Harper during the next few games. So we'll see what happens.
And how big a concern is Harper's offensive struggles at the moment?
Well, you know, it's so funny. You would have thought yesterday when he was when he sat on the bench yesterday that he had problems against lefties, but he's not. He's hitting over 30. Hitting like 302 against lefties. So it's just against righties he's having the problems with, and I don't know why he's having these problems, but he's been back for like a month now, so I can't tell you why.
You know, you look at him and you break down the year, and you know, the power hasn't come back. But you know, since the break, he's hitting 300. He's got a 400 OBP. Is there a certain element of when a guy has the injury he's had, maybe that's the player he's going to be in the short term? Maybe he's going to be a guy who gets on base but doesn't hit for a lot of power for the rest of this year?
I think so. I think that is the case. And if he doesn't hit for power, I think you'll see Souza get a chance occasionally. So, yeah, I think they want Harper to really get the power up, but it's been kind of hard for him, so we'll see what happens.
We've been talking Washington Nationals here with Bill Ladson on MLB.com Extras. Thanks for taking some time to join us, Bill, and only 8 more weeks till October.